I'm Samuel Davis. I'm in 10th grade at Will Carleton Academy. Kubla Khan by Samuel Taylor Coleridge. In Xanadu did Kubla Khan the stately pleasure dome decree, where Elf the sacred river ran through caverns measureless to man down to a sunless sea. So twice 5 miles of fertile ground with wall and tower girdled round, and there were gardens bright with sinuous rills, where blossomed many an incense-bearing tree, and there were forests ancient as the hills, enfolding sunny spots of greenery. But oh, that deep romantic chasm that slants down the green hill athwart a cedarn cover, a savage place as holy and enchanted as air, was haunted by woman. Beneath the waning moon was haunted by woman wailing for a demon lover. And from that chasm with ceaseless turmoil seething, as if the earth in thick fast pants were breathing, a mighty fountain momently was forced, amid whose swift, half-intermitted burst, huge fragments vaulted like rebounding hail, or chaffy grain beneath the thresher's flail. And mid these dancing rocks at once and ever, flung up momently the sacred river, 5 miles meandering with a mazy motion, through wood and dale the sacred river ran, then reached the caverns measureless to man, and sank in tumult to a lifeless ocean. And mid this tumult Kubla heard on far, ancestral voices prophesying war. The shadow of the dome of pleasure floated midway on the waves, and there was heard from in mingled measure from the fountains and the caves. It was a miracle of rare device, a sunny pleasure dome with caves of ice. A damsel with a dulcimer in a vision I once saw. It was an Abyssinian maid, and on her dulcimer she played the singing of Mount Abora. Could I revive within me her symphony and song, such a deep delight 'twould win me that with music loud and long I'd build that dome in air, that sunny dome, those caves of ice. And all who heard should see him there, and all should cry, beware, beware, his flashing eyes, the floating hair. Weave a circle round him thrice, and close your eyes with holy dread, for he on honeydew hath fed, and drunk the milk of paradise.